Everything about the Mildred buildings in Beaumont is as stylish now as in its heyday, except perhaps its name. The Mediterranean Revival complex of apartments and stores near downtown has the old-world air of a sunny Spanish street corner. A lush garden with a trickling fountain connects the three-story residential building and the lower-slung commercial one, both constructed with terracotta glazed brick. Their multi-level outline is energetic. Towers jut above red tile roofs. Porches and bays project from honey beige facades. Sculpted fish and finials adorn high parapet walls. But closer inspection reveals the Mildred's finest feature, a symphony of distinctive details. Lacy bronze grillwork covers the apartment building's entry door, topped by a cornice, a trio of stained glass windows, and an elaborate frieze that features a young girl's face. Twin lanterns spell Mildred in verdigris curlicues. A series of small decorative arches above the first floor windows echo the arcade in front of the shops. The buildings share each element of their ornamentation. Gratings on air vents have arch patterns. Fleur-de-lis brackets support copper downspouts. No expense, or innovation, was spared when they were designed and built by the Austin Company of Texas for $700,000 in 1930. Oilman Miles Frank Yount commissioned the project and named it for his daughter, said to be the wealthiest girl in America when, at 14, she inherited millions from the Spindletop oil field. The Mildred remains in tip-top shape. Original electrical and mechanical systems, then state-of-the-art, still do their jobs. Thanks to extra hardware and other custom items stored on-site, repairs are seamless. While Mildred isn't as common a name today, the Beaumont buildings that wear it remain vibrant places to live, work, shop, and even dine, never going out of style.